It's 8:57, 75 degrees. Time for a quick check on the commodity markets. We bring in Pete Manhart from Bates Commodities in Normal. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning. And after the big move down yesterday, we are down again today. Yesterday we were down eight and three quarters in corn. Today we're down another 4.5 to 5. And beans, after being only down 1.25, they came back yesterday from their lows. We're down 9, have been down 10 to 11. Wheat's down 1 to 2. Yesterday we were up 1 to 2. But good weather forecasts, decent rains in some parts of the Midwest, and no heat for the present, pushing things a lot lower. We have July corn down 4.5 at 370.75. December's down 4.75 at 388.5. The July beans are down 9.25 at 928.5. The November's at 938.75, down 9.75. Those beans in November yesterday hit 58. Here we are down at 38. Corn yesterday hit 99. We're back at 78 in the September, 88 in the December, and last week we were at 406, 408. So down a lot on better weather forecast, less heat, and moisture in a lot of areas. There still are some dry areas around that didn't get much, but the heat being dissipating has helped it. We do expect some heat down the road to help push it back up later in the summer. And this is Pete Manhart at Bates Commodities in Normal.
All right, Pete, thank you very much for that update. We appreciate it. And a little bit of other news after the close yesterday. USDA released the crop progress report that showed that 98% of the U.S. corn crop was emerged as of Sunday, matching the average pace 1% behind last year. In your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today, mostly sunny with an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible this afternoon. High of 86 degrees, southwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour, gusting up to 20. Tonight, isolated showers and thunderstorms ending before midnight, then partly cloudy with a low of 64 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, online at willag.org. It's 9 o'clock.